James chapter 3. Teachers need to be careful and teach properly. James chapter 3 verse 1.
My friends, you should not try to become teachers of God's word. Only the right people can do that. It is like this. All of us make mistakes and we get trouble from those mistakes. But if we teach people and we make a mistake so that we teach them something that is wrong, we'll get really big trouble from that. It is hard for us to control our tongue so that we say everything properly. If you can control your tongue, you are pretty good, and you can control your whole body. Think about the people that ride horses. They put a little bit of metal in the horse's mouth, and they tie ropes to it. Then they use that bit of metal to turn the whole horse around and steer it wherever they want it to go. And think about ships. They are like that too. A ship is very big, but the captain can use the little rudder at the back to steer it around. Even if strong wind wants to blow it one way, the captain can steer it another way using the little rudder. Well, these pictures are like our tongues. Our tongues are only little, like that bit of metal and that little rudder. But our tongues can do a lot of damage if we use them to talk up big and say that we are really good. Think about fire. A very little spark can start a fire that can burn up a lot of bush. In the same way, each of us has a little tongue, and it is like a little spark of fire inside us. It can say really bad things and tell lies that can make the rest of our body bad too. It can make everything in our lives go wrong, like a spark of fire can make a big bushfire. The devil in hell makes us say those bad things. It is like he uses our tongues to start that fire and it grows like a bushfire and gets us into a lot of trouble. People can control all kinds of wild animals and birds and snakes and fish. They can make them quiet and train them to do whatever their boss wants them to do. But nobody can control their own tongue properly. It is always saying bad things and hurting people, like it has poison in it, just like a cheeky snake. Sometimes we use our tongues to tell God that He is good. Sometimes we use it to swear at people. But remember, God made people to be like Himself. Both good things and bad things come out of our mouths, but that's not right. Do you ever find fresh water and salt water coming from the same waterhole? No, it is never like that. And you never find two sorts of fruits on one tree. So our mouths shouldn't say two sorts of things. We shouldn't say good things and bad things with the same mouth.
Think God's way, not the devil's way. James chapter 3 verse 13.
Do you reckon you can think properly and you know if something is right or wrong? If you do, you have to show everybody that you think properly by quietly doing good things for other people. You are thinking properly if you do those good things but don't tell anybody about it. But if you only think about things that are good for yourself, and if you are jealous of other people and hate other people, you are not thinking God's way. That is the devil's way. You can't hide it by telling lies about yourself and saying that you are really good. If people are jealous of each other and if they only do things to make themselves happy, and if they don't think about anyone else, soon they will start fighting each other and they will get into all kinds of trouble. Whenever we think God's way, we are like this. We keep away from doing anything bad. We want to make other people happy and help them to be friends with each other. We are easy on other people, not rough, and we let them have a fair go. We are good to people and do things to help them. We are fair to everybody. We don't treat some people good and other people like rubbish. We don't pretend that we are better than we really are. Whenever somebody teaches people to live the right way like that, those other people start fighting each other and start to be good to each other.